demonstration of my latest creation. It's a my name is Les Hall. I'm known as Inventor on the forum. And I have created a solar-powered music box. You're listening to it right now. I'm not changing any of the light-dependent resistor control inputs on the top. And I have a flashlight providing power to the solar cell on the back. It's in a small clear plastic enclosure, sort of a sandwich, with the solar cell on the bottom, a Eurocard PCB screwed into the mounting holes, serving as a physical support, and a small breadboard with the adhesive backing removed and stuck onto the top side of the Eurocard PCB. The output is a 1/8 inch stereo jack. Both the left and right sides are driven by op amps capable of driving 25 milliamps, so they can directly drive any headphones. But I have it connected through an 1/8 inch cable to the back of my Mac Mini and into Nicecast, broadcasting to Electric Music and also recording to this file. Now I can play with the tempo by putting my finger over the tempo LDR, slows it down, speeds it up. I wish I had a second light source. Let me angle it up more towards the fluorescent light. There we go. Other LDRs that control the phase lock loop divider, and if I put my finger over those, it changes the musical pattern. Situation is to have some kind of light source underneath, like a light table, or just some LEDs, and then to have a light source from above as well, so that you can control the LDRs, and then moving your fingers around or moving coins or pieces of paper, cardboard or something. Probably coins would be good to cover the LDRs partially or entirely to get different results. So what you're listening to is not really the full range that this device can produce. But I think it makes for good bass. It's a nice bass sound, bass rhythm. That's nice and bassy. Flashlight down, putting the device on top of the flashlight so that I can, well, speaking of coins, let me get a couple of coins. How about pennies. rightmost LDR. Right here we get a different pattern. Of course, it's counting through a 12-bit sequence, 12-bit counter sequence, which is 4096. 4000 approximately, dividing down the original signal. So that's how long it takes to repeat the entire pattern. It's 4000 periods of the audio waveform. Let's cover up the leftmost.
Set up.
make a great outdoor setup, you wouldn't need any light sources at all. I'm going to continue to order these clear boxes. In fact, I have another one already lined up and ready to go. And make other musical circuits with them and make a mixer and have a performance gear set up. Now let's take the coins off. Not much difference. Front of it up to the computer screen again. See what kind of sounds I get by moving the flashlight and the computer screen. Let's see, this demo has gone on to 17 minutes. I didn't mean to make it quite so long. If you've listened to the whole thing, I think you've got a pretty good idea for the capabilities of this particular solar-powered music box in an indoor, nighttime lit environment with a flashlight. But taking it outside will give us a much broader range of sounds. So, I'm looking forward to testing it out tomorrow when there's light outside. Anyway, I think I'll bring this recording to a close. And say, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed